You know, sometimes standing on a New York City street corner, I just kind of get the feeling that the traffic is all taxis. And there are 10,000 taxis and some 16,000 taxicab drivers. But the one I'm especially interested in today is one of those 16,000 drivers, a woman of about 26. I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. This lady I just mentioned, my friend, the woman cab driver, one day she picked up a 72-year-old lady from the hospital and took her home. Noticing that the elderly lady had some difficulty walking, my friend offered to help her inside the door to her apartment. Well, the passenger was very pleased because she had spent 6 weeks in the hospital with a back operation, and it was very difficult and painful for her to get up and down stairs. Well, the whole story is this. It took about 10 minutes to get from the cab into the lady's apartment. When my friend arrived in the apartment, she looked out the window down on the street and saw her taxi being towed away by the police for double parking. Well, her first reaction was rage, and then disgust, and then frustration and despair, since this was going to cost her $75 in fines, and it had to come out of her own pocket. She left her passenger and went to the car pound. She walked the 20 blocks to find her car, and on the way, realized that something had happened to her perspective. Suddenly, it was in the wrong place. Sure, the $75 was still important, but the thrill of her day had come when her passenger had smiled and said, "Yes, thank you. I do need some help." Don't we all find ourselves sometimes in that same kind of situation? You know, we do a good deed and then get a kick in the pants for it. And it just doesn't seem fair. We somehow expect to be rewarded for good deeds, or at least we don't expect to be punished for them. But perhaps you've done a good deed, and maybe all you got for it was a good kick. And you may be frustrated or bitter. And that's where the bigger problem is, because the pain of the kick could quickly pass. But that frustration, bitterness, it's apt to continue. And it could sour your whole personality. It could result in a drab, gloomy, pessimistic view of life. And life's too short for that. But the thing I was most interested in was the way this woman, cab driver, reasoned. She decided that perhaps her punishment, even in the form of a $75 fine, was really a reward. Perhaps it teaches us how much thank you can mean. And after all, isn't the fact that a taxi driver and a 72-year-old woman in New York City have a bond of friendship, doesn't that fact at least have the possibility of being the most meaningful event of the week? This is Heartbeat.